everybody. Welcome, welcome. We got distracted because we decided to do some swapping of staffing. But I'm Benny. I am part of the Alma Linux Foundation. I am taking over as MC for Scott or for Sean so he can leave. I get to introduce my friend Andrew here. He is going to talk to you about how we build Alma Linux, and you get to hear from him, and then if you have questions, I'll run around with the microphone afterwards. So, Andrew, why don't you go ahead? Is the mic not working? Yeah. Andrew, hang on. Your mic's not working. Let's try this one. Yellow, what does yellow mean? Here, I'll just give you this one and I'll play with that one.
Okay.
Here, give me that one.
One, two?
Cool.
Okay, great. So I basically use Alma Linux for 20 years already, and 10 years of them I actively use RHEL source to build some custom products. I also have experience in HPC, enterprise. I worked for cloud provider. But the most important today is that I'm Alma Linux architect and release engineering lead from day one. So I know everything about this. So what is Alma Linux, by the way? So here is a description from our website, but I want to make two main statements. So Alma Linux OS is binary compatible with RHEL and actually includes all the same packages, all the same bug fixes, all the same security fixes and the seed. And another statement, in Alma Linux is not exact RHEL alone. So we also can have additional patches, additional bug fixes, additional security fixes. But if they don't like break compatibility. So our plan for today. So we'll know how we get sources, which is not easy nowadays. How we build these packages, how we check binary compatibility, how we maintain security information that you may use, or security scanners may use, for example. How we build our packages, like ISO images, container images, whatever images, and also how you can download Alma Linux in many different ways, not just ISO image, and how you can upgrade your CentOS 7 system. I had a question about that. So what to do after this, actually? That's the problem. So because basically Red Hat decided to stop publishing Red Hat sources to their actually CentOS stream. Like in the past, it was ftp.redhat.com. Now it's later it was Git for CentOS projects. But nowadays, it's not like that for 8 and 9 version. And don't get me wrong, so there is still possible to download sources for Red Hat if you have subscription for that. Or you can even have free subscription as developer, or you can buy subscription, doesn't matter. But the problem is Red Hat subscription agreement doesn't actually allow you to use the sources to build your product. So I'm not here to like discuss is it right or wrong and so on. So I will tell you how we can work around this. So what is our first option, by the way? So Red Hat does universal base images for Docker, Podman, whatever. And in these images there are repos available, both binary repos and source repos. So with these repos, we can get, without any subscription, we can get a bunch of packages, both sources and binaries. No problem with subscription and so on. The same life cycle, so they are supported for 10 years. These images are updated every day, so you can always get all latest packages. And also, these images include actually a lot of packages. So it's not only base system. There are all the libraries, interpreters, Python, Perl, .NET, whatever. So it's a great source, but there are some minuses here. Not all of Red Hat Enterprise Linux available there. That's the problem. So it's about 40% of packages, of sources are covered by UBI, which is not much, but yes. So our decision here is actually, of course, we use every package available in UBI. Okay, we covered for 40%. What to do next? So our next option is CentOS Stream, actually, which is now upstream on Rail. It contains all the same packages. Like sometimes they are most likely they are newer than Red Hat, which is basically next minor version of Red Hat. No problems again with subscriptions. They are available as source packages in CentOS Stream repos, also available in Red Hat's GitLab, so we can actually not only take sources that are not built yet, for example, we also can participate and contribute there, so which is also cool, but the problems, they are not the exact sources. So even if CentOS Stream package has exactly the same version and release, it doesn't mean it has exact content inside. So there can be less patches, there can be more patches. Security updates are usually delayed a lot in CentOS Stream, so you first go to Red Hat and then you can get them, I don't know, days or weeks after that. Sometimes packages are not available at all. So Java 21, for example, it is in the latest Red Hat releases, but still not in CentOS Stream. Hopefully it's in UBI. Thanks for that. And also different life cycles. So CentOS Stream is supported for 5 years. So actually after Red Hat will release 8.10, CentOS Stream 8 will discontinue. So that's a problem, but still, we can get a lot of packages from this source. We use them where it's necessary. And actually, when we release like better versions of Alma Linux or stable versions of Alma Linux, we can use CentOS Stream massively. So basically, stable release of Alma Linux is like 99% done with Stream packages. We can use this approach, by the way. So, of course, no subscription requires, and this may contain Red Hat sources, but we don't know. So, because they are not guaranteed, and to verify it's the exact sources, I still need Red Hat sources to compare to. So I don't want to do that. And it's not clear at all how they get the sources. It's like, they prefer not to talk about this, obviously. Also, there are delayed updates. So first, we need to wait for them, actually, to build, and then we can only do our work. So what can we do here? So sometimes we can use it approach, but it's a very rare situation. For example, there was update for Squid package from Oracle Linux. And they did security patches for it like themselves using upstream sources. And we can take these patches because it's not a problem for Oracle Linux at all. So another tool, I can recommend it for you if you want to check some packages differences. So it's a tool for that. So we can pass two packages to it, and this tool will show you what actually is the differences between these packages. So we will have this HTML output that will show you that you have one changed file and one additional patch added. So for changed spec file, which actually it's Alma, this suffix here, and additional patch included. And you can see exact patch here also. Pretty useful, I would say, if you want to compare something. Okay, so we got all the sources. We uploaded them to git.almalinux.org. Of course, we don't upload blobs here or tarballs or whatever. So for that, we have different service, which is actually S3 storage that is used during build time. And we also use Alma Linux build system to build these packages. So we have custom system. We don't use Koji or something like that. So we have it on build.almalinux.org. It looks like that. So you can see the build of the package. It's already built for 5 architectures because we support all the same architectures on Raidu and actually 32 bits also. It's not like additional distribution. It's just included as multiple packages. So we can see that we have successful build test here. And you can check build logs from this package. So usually it's build log of this package, compiler flags, whatever. And you can also check actually mock configs that we use for that. So you can recreate exactly with this build with these repos and so on. And some other useful logs. Here you can see what exactly versions were used during our build to debug something in case if package doesn't build anymore. Another thing, another tool that I can propose to use is ABI div. So you can pass two packages and also their debug info, and it will analyze them and again show you some output here that you will see that our zlib is fully compatible with zlib from UBI. So it's great to know that. So what else? So maintain security advisor is a very important thing. So many like enterprise users, sometimes they prepare only install security updates and not don't install any bug fixes because they don't experience any bugs. So yeah, we have errata-elmalinux.org for that, where you can see what we released previously. And not only this site, so we also provide OWL feed, you provide RSS feed, we provide just JSON files, we provide update info.xml inside repositories actually, so you can use it with your DNF. We also provide OSV database, which is a kind of new thing made by Google. And we also provide mailing lists, so for old-fashioned user. So you can check actually about all these options on our website. So how to make it without actually having Red Hat subscription? It's easy because this data, I mean, security data, is public, so you can use it. That is provided by Red Hat in different ways, so you can use API for that, OWL files or RSS feeds. So we use API for that, and this data contains everything that we need. So it's advisor ID, description, several links to CVEs, Red Hat, Bugzilla, whatever, package versions and names that we can match. So all this collected to this interface in our build system. So I see here all the advisories. I can modify them if necessary, like debranding stuff or adding something from us, deleting something, whatever. So full control over this. Then I can release it to our repositories. And actually, this data was converted to all the previously mentioned formats, so you can use it how you want. Another request from community, sometimes they ask us how to build Alma Linux ISO images themselves. It's not easy, but we documented this process, so you can check guide on in our wiki. So basically you need Apache Pungee tool for that from us and configurations that you use. Here is sub descriptions of configuration files that is necessary to modify if you want to get something different. Also we built a lot of images I don't want to talk about images building right now, so we just provide a lot of tools and scripts, so you can check them in our GitHub account. So here is a screenshot from our site, so it shows like all the possible options that you got to get Alma Linux. So it's not only ISO images for all the architectures available, so also cloud images for different cloud providers and also for your own local cloud. So we provide OpenNebula, for example. Container images for Docker, Podman, whatever. Live media with different desktop environments was official one, like GNOME, or also a lot of options available from Apple repository. A whole bunch of Vagrant boxes for everyone, and also including Vagrant boxes for ARM machines and like Apple Silicon machines to work with VMware, Fusion, or Parallels. AOXD, OXE also. Raspberry Pi port, we're great. Now we're working on this also, so we have currently we support 3 and 4, and support for Raspberry Pi is underway. And we also provide you ability to use WSL, so you can use Alma Linux with your Windows machine. And we both provide it in Microsoft Marketplace, as well as direct links. So you can just download .appx files signed by Microsoft and use on your machine if you don't have Marketplace on it. It's possible. Several words about solutions that we have for problem of CentOS 7 getting end of life soon. So we developed a tool called, it's not tool, it's project called Elevate. It's based actually on Red Hat tool as it, they used to migrate Red Hat 7 to 8 and then to 9. But we extended this tool with additional support for non-Red Hat distributions and maintain. So currently, you can see on this picture what migrations you can do. So basically, you can start with CentOS 7 and then choose whatever operating system you want, which is Red Hat compatible. And then you can migrate to 9 within the same system. Two remarks. So CentOS 3.9 is currently not supported, so we're working on this. And Oracle 9 will never be supported because they have own tools for that that works much better for Oracle because Oracle is a little bit different. They have custom patches for that and so on. So currently what this looks like, we have two branches, so which is stable branches based on the following versions of Leap project from Red Hat. We extended this with, to support additional repositories because originally Leap doesn't support any extra repos except Red Hat official ones. And we provide support for Apple, finally. We worked on this for many months. So we invite you to test your environments. Let's provide Unify, KernelKit, MariaDB, Nginx, and Postgre. A lot of coming, so we're waiting for contributions from us. It's pretty simple to implement. And we also have something called NG, which is in development. So we are trying to rebase to the latest possible versions from Red Hat. It's especially necessary for migrations to a 9 version. And also, we now will use migration data provided by Red Hat because previously, we had to recreate such data. We used Oracle and also additional modifications from our side because this migration data was under Red Hat subscriptions, and it's not possible to use it in your product. But nowadays, it's open. It's available in GitHub under free license, so which cool. So we're trying to now to migrate our Elevate to this data to and provide some necessary development tools and scripts to merge Red Hat's data with our own data and maintain this way. And for Elevate NG, third-party repos are not available yet, so we're working on porting this, so it will take several weeks. I'd like to invite to our project and our community. Even if you're not a technical guy or girl or whatever, so you can join us to just help us to with translations, for example, where we have our resources translated into many languages, by the way. I propose you to join our foundation with the link provide. We also have a lot of resources, chat resources, Reddit, whatever. So join us, talk with us. Just give feedback how we use Alma Linux because sometimes it's very surprising. We're glad to hear such information. And a little commercial break. We are going to have event in Germany next month, and we'll have a lot of presentations there. We will have we would like to hear your feedback there, and we also have some board discussion about current situation of Alma Linux project and our goals for the next future. So join us. It will be nice. And thank you for your attention, for your love of open source. And I'm ready to hear some questions.
You can have this one back. All right, who's got questions? Aha. I'm not going to run because I'm not Sean.
Hi, I have just one question. Do you support x86 32-bit architecture? Like 32-bit x86?
I
32-bit x86.
X86?
X86 32-bit.
We provide packages for it, for this architecture. We don't have full builds for that, because we don't have a kernel for such architecture. But we provide a lot of packages for bit. We provide also all the packages that we build for this architecture are available in our repositories. So some companies I know, they use like a 64-bit kernel and 32-bit user space to save some memory. And yes, you can do that.
Cool. One more question. Could you explain the PKG diff tool that just described briefly? The package diff tool?
Package diff tool?
Yeah.
So what's the question about it? So on this example, we compare DNF package. That first one comes from UBI, so it's Red Hat package. Second one is our package. So we can compare compare this package.
Everybody, just if you're leaving, please try to do so quietly. It's cool, but we're still in the middle of a talk.
Okay, so here we're comparing two packages. So it's actually unpack these packages and start comparing all the files one by one. And also not all the just files of package, also it compacts all the included tarballs in it and also compares them. So, and then you'll get some report about this.
Other questions? Got one over here? Oh, am I missing somebody? There's like, well, okay. Who was first? Okay, we're going with this one.
Thanks for the talk. Do you believe there is too many clones already? Don't you think there could be some consolidation between Oracle, Rocky, and Alma? Thank you.
Is that a technical question? Probably Benny wants to ask.
You want me to answer that one? So, my opinion is no, we all serve different communities, we all serve different users, and we'll all keep each other honest. That's the easy way to answer that one. There is over here. Now we'll go there next.
So I was wondering if there are any plans for an open version or like an Alma Linux version of Red Hat CoreOS.
Alma Linux version for what?
Red Hat CoreOS.
CoreOS. If community will request this, we'll work on this. And so we need some contributions for that. So we can't like do everything ourselves.
Hey, thank you for that. You mentioned that you decided to not use Koji and to build your own build system.
Yes.
Could you talk a bit about kind of what drove that decision?
Basically, I don't think that Koji is well suited if you do some rebuilds of already existing distribution. Because our build system, for example, allows to rebuild the same version and release every as many times as we want. And actually, we also implemented this additional testing, additional errata, and so on. So it's easier for us to have something like that. Also, like some of our developers, they are already long-term developers of Cloud Linux operating system, where we had like own build system, and we have a lot of experience with this and our own vision how we should build packages. Thank you.
Hi. Are you planning to build optimized packages as well, like x86-64-v2-v3, like with optimized lags when you build the packages?
So like gentle way? What? No. So currently we are building with the same flux that used to build RHEL. So far no plans. So. If you want that, to come to us and explain why you need that.
We'll try. Conversation on the
Yeah. So that's all the time we had. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks, everybody, for joining.